over candle symbol dispute. ACC arrests five more Ministry of Fisheries officials in 300 million kwacha corruption case. And Trump and Iran trade new threats after strikes exchanged. These are the stories making headlines this evening.
The Hot FM News with Ketura Mutonga.
Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. Former Mazabuga member, Central Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo and four other independent candidates have sued the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over its decision to revoke and change the candle symbol that had allegedly been approved for their use in the upcoming general elections. In an application for leave to seek judicial review, Mr. Nkombo, Simon Mwila, Michael Chulo, Faith Lungu and Iris Kaingu argue that ECZ's decision contradicts an earlier circular issued on June 6, 2026, which they say approved the symbol. The candidates contend that the matter goes beyond the use of a symbol and raises concerns about fairness, adherence to the rule of law and the protection of the democratic rights of independent candidates and their supporters. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested five more officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock and added fresh charges against three others in a corruption case involving over 3 million kwacha. 300 million kwacha. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chirufya Chisanga, says the arrests are linked to the alleged misappropriation of funds under the $10 million Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project, SLIMP. Ms. Chisanga has identified the suspects as Emmanuel Chirala, an accountant, Akim Mwalili No, Senior Livestock Production Officer, Henry Sichone, Principal Livestock Research Officer, Philip Sikazwe, Chief Accountant, Andrew Chongwe, SLIMP Project Coordinator, and Clara Mwonga, Principal Accountant. She says the suspects are accused of corrupt acquisition of public funds, abuse of authority of office, and false accounting involving various amounts meant for project activities. Ms. Chisanga says all eight suspects have been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa has asked the Constitutional Court to dismiss a petition by the Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, seeking his removal from office. Dr. Mwambwa argues that the petition is misconceived and was improperly filed as it does not comply with the applicable procedural requirements. He further submitted that the matter raises preliminary legal questions regarding the President's power to appoint individuals to perform certain functions, which the court can determine at an early stage. In response, Laz argued that the court should first establish whether Dr. Mwambwa was appointed as acting auditor general or as substantive auditor general before considering his submissions. Laz has maintained that Dr. Mwambwa's appointment was not ratified by the National Assembly as required by law and has asked the court to declare the appointment illegal. The Constitutional Court has set July 14, 2026 for its ruling. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP Zambia, says Africa is projected to have the world's largest working age population by 2040, estimated at 1.1 billion people, surpassing the combined working age populations of India and China. Speaking during the opening of the Africa Internet Investment Summit, UNDP resident representative James Wakiaga said if effectively harnessed through investments in education, healthcare, innovation, skills development and job creation, the continent's demographic shift could become Africa's greatest economic asset. Mr. Wakiaga has noted that despite its immense potential, Africa continues to face major challenges, including climate vulnerability, inequality, infrastructure deficits, and limited access to opportunities.
By 2040, Africa is projected to have the world's largest working age population of 1.1 billion people, exceeding that of India and China combined. If managed effectively through education, healthcare, innovation, skill development, and job creation, this demographic shift will become Africa's greatest economic asset. Yet, despite this immense potential, the continent continues to grapple with complex challenges, from climate vulnerability and inequality to infrastructure gaps and limited access. Africa can resources are estimated $1.3 trillion of the financial gap to be able to achieve the sustainable development goals.
And World Bank practice manager Walid Al-Kabani said Zambia has attracted about $1.9 billion in cumulative impact investment over recent years, with $1.4 billion invested in the past 4 years alone.
Zambia alone, the country which I believe I know well, has attracted $1.9 billion in cumulative impact investments over the past 10 years, with $1.4 billion flowing in just the last 4 years. These are not marginal numbers. They reflect a structural shift in investors' appetite and the growing recognition that Africa is not as cherished as this. It is a compelling investment opportunity for those willing to look beyond short-term risks and engage seriously with the continent's fundamentals.
Meanwhile, Bank of Zambia Deputy Governor Francis Chipimo has emphasized the need for stronger collaboration among stakeholders to unlock capital financing and support sustainable economic growth. Standard Chartered Bank and Zambia Breweries have planted 300 indigenous trees at the Zambia Breweries Malting Plant in the Lusaka South Multi-Facility Economic Zone, LSMFES, as part of a joint sustainability initiative. Speaking shortly after the tree planting exercise, Standard Chartered Bank Chief Executive Officer Sunny Zulu said the initiative reflects the bank's belief that sustainable development requires collective action. Mr. Zulu said a thriving economy depends on a healthy environment, adding that protecting natural ecosystems helps safeguard resources and opportunities for future generations.
What we are seeing today is that two organizations are coming together, really demonstrating that our environment, we cannot be able to solve the challenges of the environment by one organization or on our own. We all have to come together as different organizations. And when it comes to replenishing the earth, now we cannot compete. No, it's not about competition. It's about complementing the efforts that each and every one of us are coming with the table. And every single day, as we know, we are consuming the resources of this earth. Every single day.
Meanwhile, Zambia Breweries Director of Corporate Affairs, Chibeko Zulu, I beg your pardon, said the exercise is not only about planting trees, but also about building a better future through collaboration and long-term investment in communities and the environment.
And when you talk about tree planting and collaboration and partnership, that's when it becomes extremely important for us as Zambian breweries to build collaborations and to continue with collaborations similar to the ones that we have with Standard Chartered Bank. And we thank you, Mr. Zulu, for first of all partnering with us and your team for working with us to deliver on the 300 trees that we're planting today. stated, the intention is to continue with this approach. A Zambian Brewery